Continuing with Dua Al-Qumayl, we were looking at the 8 verses which ask for forgiveness of particular sins. And yesterday we looked at 4. Let's continue with the other 4. And this is from verse 13 onwards. And in verse 13 it's Allahumma ghafir li al-dhunub allati tunzil al-bala'. Allah, forgive me those sins which bring down misfortunes or afflictions. And the word used here is bala. While we see that the word used in verse 10 was niqam, which was calamity or an unforeseen adversity. Naqam is the root word from which comes intiqam or vengeance. So it's possible that in verse 10 the word niqam is a calamity used to imply the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While bala, when we look at that word in the dictionary, it means a trial or a test or affliction. And probably the reference I can give is the reference from Surah Al-Fajr. I think it's ayah 15 and 16 where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن. And as for the human being, when his Rabb tries him, see the word uses ابتلاء or بلاء, then treats him with honor and makes him lead an easy life, he says, my Rabb honors me. وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن. But when he tries him, ابتلاء again, then straightens to him his means of subsistence, he says, my Rabb has disgraced me. Now, so in ayah 16 again, Allah, as I mentioned, Allah says the same word and uses the word bala. In Al-Abidin, as I mentioned in verse 10, has said that the sins that bring down bala, affliction, are not helping those suffering affliction, not aiding the oppressed when they call out for help, and to ignore the obligation to do amr bil ma'aruf and nahi anil munkar. In other words, not to enjoin the doing of good acts and not to forbid that which is evil. Let's look at verse 14. And here, Allahumma ghafir li al-dhunub allati taqta'u al-raja'. Oh Allah, forgive me my those sins which cut off my hope in ever receiving your forgiveness, your mercy, your grace. And Shaykh Abbas Qumi does not mention this verse, but in other books this verse is there. And it refers to the feeling that the human being has of having been cut off from his only hope, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And maybe I can describe it as a fetus having its umbilical cord severed. Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam says that this state is brought about by 3 sins. Despairing in Allah's mercy. Now I've mentioned this verse again and again and again, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a, inna Allah ghafurur rahim. O those who have been wasteful or extravagant on their souls, do not despair in the mercy of Allah. He can forgive all sins. It's very important not to despair in His mercy. Nobody is unsalvageable, in other words. The second one is losing hope in the clemency of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, relying on someone other than Allah for help. Very important to understand or realize that the first cause is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, disbelief in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in essence, what all this means is try your best, then hand it over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will find a means by which your problems will be resolved. It doesn't mean just sit down and wait. When we say do not rely on other than Allah for help, it means try your best, but do not sell yourself. And finally, the last one, which really encompasses all of them. It's so beautiful. A verse that maybe we should recite again and again and again. This is verse 15. Allahumma ghafir li kulla dhanbin adhnabtuhu wa kulla khatiyatin akhta'tuha. Oh Allah, forgive every sin that I have committed and every error that I have committed. And we can see the distinction that is made between sin and error. To err is human as such. But to sin is to knowingly, in other words, premeditatively go against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look at Surah An-Nisa, this is Surah number 4, Ayah 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما. Tawbah with Allah, repentance with Allah, is only for those who do evil in ignorance, then turn to Allah soon. So these it is to whom Allah turns mercifully, and Allah is ever knowing and wise. And look what he says in the next verse. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَذَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ وَلَا الَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. And tawbah and repentance is not for those who go on doing evil deeds until when death comes to one of them and he says, surely now I repent, nor for those who die while they cover up the truth. These are they for whom we have prepared a painful punishment. Inshallah, we will continue with Dua al-Qumail tomorrow.